Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
worthy
to be praised. He is worthy to be exalted. Yes, it's time for us to lift him up. You know, the word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he would draw all men unto him. So today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast, we want to lift up that mighty name of Jesus. Today on the Breakthrough Broadcast, our topic will be, Lord, teach us to pray. Oh, what an exciting topic that we have for you today. What excited topic that God have given us and God have for his people. Lord, teach us to pray. I believe that that message is for the nation. I believe that this message is for those that do not pray, those that are not consistently praying, those that want a greater fellowship with him. Here, even as disciples wanted the Lord to teach them how to pray, then we ought to ask God to show us, to teach us how to pray. Our study text will be coming from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 5th through the 8th verse, and St. Luke, the 11th chapter, 1st through the 13th verse. Our central truth today is believers can learn how to pray by following Jesus' model prayer. Our key verse is, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. We want to take this time before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer to introduce to you our panelists for today. We have with us on this broadcast Evangelist Kathy Robinson and Miss Helen Watson. We want you to get ready for the women of God as they come and as they prepare to give you the revelation knowledge that God has given them, that you too can understand what God is saying to you on today. Come on, let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. We thank again that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart, God, that we would not sin against thee. Lord God, have your way. Move in the midst of your people on today. For your word say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way, then you said that you will hear from heaven. You said, God, that you will forgive the sin, and you said that you will heal the land. So, Lord, even as we come, we pray, God, because there is a need in the land. There's a situation in the land. God, I pray, God, that you will touch the people, that they will be forgiven for their sin. Lord God, that they will hear your word. God, that their bodies, Lord God, will be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will move on their behalf, God, and you will fight every battle for them, knowing, God, that the battle does not belong to them, but the battle belongs to you. And Father, even as we get ready, God, and prepare for this kind of discussion today, we pray, God, that you will give revelation knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Well, Well, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want to go to our first subtopic today. We're going to be talking about instructions for prayer. Then we're going to go to pattern for prayer. And our last subtopic will be provision through prayer. We're going to go to Evangelist Kathy Robinson, and she's going to come and she's going to talk to us about instructions for prayer. Evangelist Kathy Robinson.
Thank you, Dr. McCarr, and God bless each of you listeners and each of the panel. Prayer has already gone forth, so I am going straight into the Word. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, and it reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Verse 7, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Verse 8, Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask." Amen. In verse 5, I want to explain something before I go any further, because I don't want to assume that you can assume a person or the listeners may know the meaning of something, and they may not know. So in verse 5, when he warned them about being, and this is Jesus talking in these verses that I've read, even through this whole chapter, when he said, "Don't be like the hypocrites." The hypocrites are prayers that they think that they're going to be heard for their much speaking. But Webster defines them as a person who thinks they're more than they are, or their prayers are insincere, and they're also unreal. So you don't want to be going around praying in vain, because if you, in this day and time, there's too much going on for us to just be praying in vain, and that means we're just doing anything. And then in verse 5, again, he warned us about praying in the synagogue. A synagogue is a Jewish place of worship and religion teaching. He said, "I don't even want you there either. I want you," in verse 6, "come to me privately. Come, do like Hezekiah did. Turn your face to the wall and seek my face." You don't have to pray openly and so that everyone can hear what you're praying, except you're asking to be prayed for and you're in the midst of a congregation or what have you. But God said, "Come to me in secret." There are times that you may intercede for people and they don't even know you interceding for them. Well, that's okay. They don't need to know. You have to understand Jesus was giving us instructions because he didn't want us to have to pray with the wrong motive. If you pray with the wrong motive, then your prayer is in vain. And an in vain prayer is an unsuccessful prayer. It's a worthless prayer. It's without result. I'm going to give you, and some people may say, well, why do we need instructions to pray? God is a God that do things in decency and in order. And he is our Father, but he is also a King. So we need to be instructed and taught how to come to him. In this whole chapter, Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. And the reason he did that is because this goes back to God's grace. He won't our prayer to reach his throne, to reach him. He's saying, in order for your prayer to reach my throne and reach my ears, I'm going to teach you how to pray. I'm going to teach you how to come to me. Because God don't must just accept anything we say out our mouth. So it's important that we be instructed and that we be humble and meek and yield so that we can be instructed in these areas. And I'm going to give you four reasons why it is important to be instructed. Jesus instructed his disciples on how to pray so they would not pray as the hypocrites, pray an in vain prayer. Jesus instructed them so their prayer would have the effect. That means if it's effective, it has reached the Father's ears, and the Father already knows what you have need of before you ask him. So that you want your prayer to reach heaven, and that is the purpose for being instructed on how to pray. Jesus even instructed us to ask the Father in his name. He said, use my name when you pray. And then God himself even said, I exalt my word above my name. So even another instruction is, when you are praying to the Father, mix scriptures out of the Bible with what you're praying so that you don't be praying repetition. The same thing over and over as if God is deaf, or you don't want to be praying in vain. But God, when God hears his word and you put him back in remembrance of his word, when you pray, then surely the Father hear you. And if the Father hear you, surely he's going to answer you. We also need instructions for prayer because that is how we communicate with God. How can you communicate with someone, number one, that you're not seeing in the natural, and they are not a natural being? So you need a way. God made every way possible for us to come to him, for us to know how to reach him. And prayer is a way of communicating with him. And communication builds about relationships. And that's where God is trying to get us to, a place of being in relationship with him. God has encouraged us through these sayings of Jesus and has taught us on how we should pray because he want to answer our prayers. He can't wait to bless us, but we first must be instructed on how to pray. So don't pray vain prayers. Don't pray as a hypocrite just to be seen, but pray in secret. And when the Father hear you and see you pray in secret, I promise you he is going to reward you openly. The hypocrites already have their reward. Their reward was they prayed so everybody can see them doing what they were doing. That is their reward. Well, we don't want that to be our reward. We want to follow Jesus' instructions when it comes to prayer because we want the Father to hear our prayer, and we want to be in communication and in relationship with him. And you can use prayer as a weapon. Amen.
We want to thank Evangelist Robinson for her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that God has given her for revelation knowledge on the instructions for prayer. And she took us in a walk through the Word of God in that sixth chapter of Matthew as she showed us how we can pray in sincerity, pray not just to be heard. We only person that we really want to, or God to hear, we want God to, for him to hear is for that God hear us when we pray. We can pray on behalf of others, but we don't have to pray that we can make ourselves heard or make ourselves known. I want people to speak well of us, but we must speak that the Holy Spirit will have his way, that God will be able to use us, that God will honor that prayer that we pray. So he taught his disciples how to pray, and he would teach us how to pray according to his word. The word of God says that man should always pray and not to faint. Come on. We don't have to give up because of the fact that we don't know how to pray. Even when things are going the way that we seem that it's not exactly going our way. But when we can have that confidence in God, when we can stand on his word, when we can pray in faith, when we can pray in the power of God, when we can pray knowing that he is going to move on our behalf and on the behalf of others, then we can have that confidence in him that everything will be all right. The word of God say, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed beggar bread. When we pray, we got to know no matter what we are going through in our life, no matter what happened on that job, no matter what happened at that school, no matter what happened in the church, no matter when we pray, when we go before the throne of grace, or when we pray that God can hear and that God can move on our behalf, on behalf of those that we are praying for. It is so many conditions, so many things today that there is a need that we pray. We need to pray so that God will move on behalf of his people, upon this nation, upon our families, upon our friends, upon those that are in other countries and foreign countries. We need to pray. And God has given us through the woman, through the word of God. Because the word of God says, it's study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. If we pray the truth, if we pray the word of God, when we pray as God has instructed us to pray, God will give us that which we need to say. Hallelujah. And he will move on behalf of that, of the one, and of those that are praying. So as you have received today from Evangelist Kathy Robinson, from instructions for prayer, we're going to go to Miss Helen Watson, and she's going to talk about the pattern for prayer. And that is taken from Luke, the 11th chapter, 1st through the 4th verse. And if you have your Bible, it is in the New Testament, so it was in Matthew, and you may want to go back and read that, or you also you may want to follow after each panelist so that you will see what they're saying. It is in the word. It is that truth that can bring deliverance in your life. It is that truth that can change you through prayer, through believing God's word. Let's go to Miss Helen Watson. We would like to welcome her to the Breakthrough broadcast. Miss Helen Watson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and I'd like to say welcome to our to the Breakthrough broadcast and to our panelists and, of course, to our listening audience. And like Dr. McCoy said, today I'll be speaking on the pattern of prayer coming from Luke 11, chapter 1 through 4, and it reads this, and it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place. When he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2 said, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, so in earth. Verse 3 says, give us this day by day our daily bread. And verse 4 says, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is in debt to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And that is Luke chapter 11, 1 through 4. And here we see him teaching the disciples how to pray. Really, we see him giving them the model prayer, what we should pray. And I was listening to the evangelist that was before me this afternoon, how she was saying over in Matthew, it really gives instructions on how to pray and how not to pray. Here we see him giving them the model prayer, how to get a prayer through to God, what to say to him to have an effective prayer. And here, when you just break it down, and he's saying to them, you know, teaching them more about prayer, how to get that prayer through to God, how to win His throne, how to get a prayer up there and just let it ring around His throne, so your prayers can be answered. And here he's saying, say, Our Father. And here we see he said, Our Father is acknowledging who you are speaking to, because sometimes we can just pray and we can just ramble off prayer, and we don't acknowledge him as our Father. Our Father's here on earth. When we go to them to ask for certain things, we call them our Father. We know who we're speaking to. So when you pray, say, Our Father. That acknowledges who you're speaking to. That acknowledges that you are speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ. It acknowledges who he is. That's how he was teaching them. He said, Our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, and hallowed means holy be thy name. So we are talking to our Holy Father in heaven, which knows, like we were just listening, he knows everything that's on our heart. He knows all our wants, all our needs. So all we have to do is pray this model prayer to get a prayer through. It has to be sincere. We have to know who we're speaking to. We have to acknowledge who we're speaking to. And he says, our kingdom come, which your will be done. It's just acknowledging everything that I'm going to pray. You know, Lord, I'm expecting you to come. Your kingdom come. Your will be done here on earth. That means you're praying the perfect prayer. You're praying his will. When you pray his will, then you can go and ask your petition and put it before him. When you pray his perfect will, you say, your will be done, like Jesus said in the garden. And when he asked for the cup to be taken away from him, then he turned around and said, your will be, not my will, but your will be done. You're praying the perfect prayer. So when you ask his will, and then you go ahead and put your petition in, then you pray. This is how he is teaching them to pray. This is how you get your prayers answered. And it says in verse 3, give us this day our daily bread. That means just lead and guide us. Give us what we need each day to go through the day to honor you, to get a work done. I mean, sometimes when I'm sitting at work and I'm sitting anywhere during the day, you can pray. And like I was hearing the evangelist say, you know, you can go in your closet. If you turn back over to Matthew 6, it's going to tell you. And if you read, it's going to tell you what and how to pray. There's instructions on how to pray. But this is our model prayer, our Father's prayer. So we should go to him for everything. We should acknowledge him in all things anyway. He knows what's on our heart. So when we're praying to him, first of all, we need to make sure that our hearts and our minds are clear. Because like the word says, if you have aught in your heart, if you have anything against your neighbor, anything against anyone, your prayers are not going to be heard. They're going to fall to the ground. So you need to make sure that your hands are clean, your heart is clean, your mind is clear, because we know when we pray, we have to get that prayer through. In order to get that prayer through, we cannot go to God any kind of way. We cannot go to him with dirty hands. We cannot go to him and say, Lord, I need you to move in this direction, and I need you to move on this, when you haven't even forgiven the person that you have an ought with. Even if they did something to you, it is not your business to go back and try to rectify or to try to do something that is going to make the situation worse. But we know we have to forgive. So if you're not forgiving, the word tells us, if you're not forgiving, then God is not going to forgive you of your sins, and then you cannot get a prayer through. That prayer will fall to the ground. So make sure that, like in verse 4, it says, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is in debt to us. That means no matter what someone has done to you, if they wronged you, if you wronged somebody else, you need to go to them to get that straight. But if they wronged you, you need to just forgive them so you can be able to have that connection with God. You need to have that relationship with him, because when you go to God in secret, it's just you and him. It's just you and your Father. It's just you and him. He hears everything that you're saying. He already knows what's on the tables of your heart. He already knows what petitions you need to have answered. So when you go to him, make sure you are blameless in everything, because you will not get a prayer through. You don't want anything to hinder your prayers. So this is what he is telling them. This is the model prayer. I remember when I was small coming up, it was five of us in the household, and my daddy was, I just thought my daddy was the best thing that ever happened to me. I love my daddy. But when I went to him, I know that I was going to get what I needed. And that's how we should see our Heavenly Father. We should have faith enough to know that he is going to move on his throne with everything that we need. Pray that perfect prayer. And when you don't know what to pray, I always tell people, pray in your heaven, pray in your heavenly tongue, because then you confuse the enemy. He does not know which way to go. Pray in your heavenly tongue. It's just between you and God. The Holy Spirit intercedes. So when you pray, make sure that you are blameless. Make sure you have gotten things right. Make sure that you can get a prayer through. Make sure that you can get a prayer through to his throne, from your lips to his ears. The Holy Spirit will intercede for you when you don't know what to say. But this is what he's telling his disciples. This is the model prayer. This is what he's giving them to get a prayer answer and get prayer through, because he knows he wasn't going to be with them always. He was teaching them how to go about, how to keep the work going, how to get a prayer through, how to, for God to move for them in every area. And we want God to move for us in every area of our lives, no matter what it is, no matter if it's finances, work, our children. We need to be able to get a prayer through. And in Luke chapter 11, this is the model prayer that he gave the disciples. So we should pattern ourselves after. We should go to God, like I said, with clean hands, with our hearts, with a sincere prayer in our hearts. We can't go to him with a stony heart. He does not hear prayers coming from a stony heart and with someone who has fought against their brothers and sisters. So we have to make sure that our hands are clean. Turn the mirrors on ourselves before you go into prayer. You ask for forgiveness for yourself. And like I say, God will hear your prayers. You don't want them to fall to the ground. So here in chapter 11, Luke chapter 11, we see here this is the model prayer that he has given the disciples, and we should pattern ourselves after it. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. We thank God for the woman of God as she spoke to us about prayer, how she spoke to us about the pattern for prayer that came from the 11th chapter, first through that fourth verse. We must know how to pray. We must know how to go before our God. She told us about the fourth portion of Matthew. We went through Matthew. Now we're in Luke, the 11th chapter, and Ms. Watson talked to us about the model prayer, about our Father. You know, that is so personal. I was listening to what she was saying. You know, it is easy to call somebody that you know your Father, somebody that you have confidence, somebody that you have faith in, somebody that you can rely on, somebody that you spend time with. It is so easy to call them Father because of the Father. You know your relationship with that person. You know your relationship with the one that take care of you. You know the relationship with that one that you consistently in commune with. So when we look up at the Lord Jesus, I like that scripture when it says over in the Word of God in Psalm, he said, I would lift up my eyes to the hill, with cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. And when we began to talk about prayer, it let us know that prayer is that communication that we have with God. If our communication is off, if there is lack of communication with the Father, then we can't get our prayers through. If Ms. Watson talked about those things that would keep us from not getting the prayer through, when we have unforgiveness in our heart, you read and you heard what she said. It says in that fourth verse, she said, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So in that, it says so much that we can go and we can go to the Father. And I believe she said with a clean hand. And I believe that we, when we go before God, we ought to go with a clean hand and a pure heart. I remember the man of God said, David said, to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Now, I do know sometimes that we get off. Sometimes I believe that things are not the way that they're supposed to be with some people, but yet at the same time that we can ask God to forgive us for our sin, forgive us for our transgressions, forgive us for our transgression so that we can go before him, so that we can pray and pray in faith, not praying that knowing and thinking that he is not going to answer your prayer, but to pray knowing that he is going to move on your behalf and on behalf of those that you are praying for. I believe, I thank God that you have been truly blessed by the women of God as we have talked about instructions for prayer. And then we talk about the pattern for prayer. And then we have a provision through prayer. And that is taken from St. Luke, the 5th chapter, the 11th chapter, verse 5 through 13. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his impetuity, he will arise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh finds it, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye, then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I believe that God is the one that we can rely on, that we can depend on. I so like that scripture when David says, I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I believe when we began to go to the Father and as the parable that God gave to us in the scripture, as we began to look at that, we see that there was a man that had come from on his journey and gone to ask, he wanted them to, someone, his friend, to give him the provision that he needed. Yes, it was a time that that he was in bed with his family. It wasn't probably for him a good time, but yet because of the friend need, he was able to do what he needed to be done. He persistently asked. He asked because of the fact that it was a need. He needed for this friend, this person that had come to be taken care of. Now, when we begin to look at the Word of God, we see how important it is that we believe that God is able to take care of us. He is able to take care of his people. He's able to bring provision and to provide for them. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. He said, to seek and ye shall find. He said, to knock and the door shall be open. He said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, the Word of God said that it shall be moved. But we have to ask in faith. We have to ask, believing God, that God, he will do what is needed to be done. Provision is when God is providing, and even when others is providing, is preparing, supplying something that we need. I don't know what the need is of you today. I don't know whether or not you need provisions in your home. I don't know whether or not it's a sickness, an infirmity. I don't know if the money in the bank. I don't know whether or not it's your home, whether or not you're in an outdoor. I don't know. I don't know if it's something that you're going through, but I do know that God is the one that will give us that provision, that will provide for what we need in a time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He will provide. He will give us what we need. And we're talking about provision through prayer. I believe that God is able to provide. I mean, even as we have given you that scripture about what David said, he had to know this in order to be able to say it with confidence and faith that God would never leave him or forsake him. He never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. So therefore, I'm saying to you today that God is the one that will provide. It doesn't matter if you're lonely, he's able to give you that peace on the inside. He is better than any friend. He's better than any friend that you might have. He will stick closer than a friend. He will be there at not sometime, but he'll be there all of the time. There are so many provisions, so many things that we need in life that we have to believe God for. We see Jesus, he used this parable to illustrate his desire that we feel free to come to him at any time with our need. We can't think that if I go to God, that God is not going to provide, that God is not going to hear me, that I'm so unworthy that God is not going to listen to me. But we have to believe that God, he is a provider. He's a mind fixer. He's a heart regulator. He's an establisher of faith and of power because he is the truth. He is that living God. And this How can we see a guest who was on a long journey who arrived at a man's house and it was late at night? I don't know about you, but there are people, there are friends, there are people that may come to your home late at night. Yes, you may be in the bed. Maybe the covers have been pulled up over your head. And maybe you're in your comfort place. But how would you feel if someone comes and you say that that is your friend and you were not there for that friend, that you would make all kinds of excuses because you didn't want to get up, because you didn't want to leave that place of comfort? God wants us, even as he has been, have given us and shown hospitable to us, He has been there for us. It should be that we will be there for others. This is a parable that God is showing us and teaching us. You know, I like walking through the word. I like seeing what God is saying to his people, what God is saying to me, what God is giving me, what God is giving us, that we can know what to do. You know, we don't know that day that someone going to come at 2 o'clock in the morning. We don't know what time that they're going to be in need, but God wants us, even as he makes provision for us, because all of us have been there, and we need to have the love of God inside of us. So here we see that the host went and knocked on the door of his friend who lived nearby to him and asked for the 3 loaves of bread, even though he knew his friend would be already in bed. He knew that many of families at that time lived in a one-room house. So getting up and making that request, and they know how the size of the room that they could wake somebody up and disturb the other family members. So the man in need knew his friend's situation. He did not hesitate to ask for help. And that's what God wants us to not know the situation it is and how sometimes that things that happen, we need to be a blessing. We need to have the heart, the love of God within us, number one. You know, we can't operate without the love of God. We can operate without having the true love of God. And this is what God wants his people to have, his love, not their love, not that carnality, not walking in the flesh, but he wants us to walk in the spirit so when days and times come that we can get out of ourselves and not into our own mentality, not doing the things the way that we want to do it. But we'll do it God way, because, you know, there are some people that are very hard-hearted, and they will turn their face, they will turn their ears to the needs of others, and they will not come to the assistance of others. You know, there are people that may need a ride, you know, down to their job, and there are people that say, no, you know, I'm not going to take you. I have something planned, whether they have it or not, because they don't want to go and they don't want to do it. These are things that God is looking at. Sometimes people, and I hope you listen to me, radio audience, that we need to show them a love one for another. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If God loved us, and he did, and gave himself, he gave something. He gave something that I could not pay. He gave something that you could not pay. He made provision for us, a provision that no one that's walking this earth could have made. He did it because he loved people. He loved the people no matter what they've done. He loved them. So therefore, He shows us and showing us how to love and how to walk in holiness and righteousness. The man didn't give up. He was persistent. He was bold in his faith. He was bold because he knew that he had a guest. He knew that he needed something in order to assist his guest. So therefore, when we see God through the word of God showing us the how to be persistent, how to be bold in our faith, how not to be contrary in the way that we think and the way our lifestyle is. It is not something that God wants, because a lot of times that, you know, and we begin to walk in carnality, that means that we have stepped over in the flesh and we don't care about other people, but it's a me thing, and that's not what God wants. God, when we in that me and I mentality, then we cannot pray the way God wants us to pray. We're not thinking about other people, but we're so thinking about ourselves. So, but when we can pray like Jesus prayed, and because he did pray, and he could, and when we can see the example that he had given to us, then we can know what Jesus did, then I can do as well. Jesus is never too busy for us. He's never too busy to answer our call. He will always respond to our needs, even when we are confused and don't know how to ask properly. Somebody say, well, I don't know exactly how to pray. You know, if you just call on his name, if you just believe him, then I believe that God will come to your rescue. And if you begin to read the word of God, even as we're speaking to you today from the book of Matthew and from the book of St. Luke, I believe that you begin to study the word of God. For the word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. You're going to find that your prayer life will be a more success when you begin to pray and you be humble before God and you pray as you pray, as Ms. Watson said, to the Father. Praying, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I believe that God so loves us. I mean, I just, every time we think about it, and we read the word of God, we see how much God loves us. And, you know, when we really think about it, we were sinners, just saved by the grace of God. He gave provision for us. You know, he looked out for us. He consistently looking out for us. And if he can look out for us, then we ought to look out one for another. He will always respond to our needs, even when we are in a state of confusion, when we don't have it right, we can get it right. When we can go before the Father. You know, it's not like we're going to be man. Yes, man may turn you down. Man may say, I can't help you. Man may say, get out of my face. Man may say any of things that not sounding like God. But God, he will lead you. And God, he will guide you. And he will give you that provision for what you need today and any day. When we began to study the word of God on today, we see hope. We see that blessed assurance. We see that God is in love with his people. I would like to ask our panelists today, would they share with you, why are we to bring our requests to God if He already knows what we need? I have a question for both of our panelists, and they're going to share with you, why are we to bring our requests to God if He already knows what we need? I'm going to start off with Ms. Helen Watson. Ms. Watson.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. I believe we need to take our request to Him, even though He knows what we need, what we're in need of, because He is our Father. He sees everything. He is knowing, all-seeing, all-knowing God. But He wants to know that we have confidence in Him, that we trust Him, that we have faith in Him, that He is going to move on our behalf, that He is going to make provisions, like you were saying earlier, make provisions for us. So even though He already knows, He is just waiting for us to ask, like you said, if you ask, it shall be given. If you knock, the door shall be opened. The word says so. So when we go to Him, He is obliged. He is elated. He is happy. It makes Him, it excites Him that His people will come to Him because they're believing in Him. They have faith in Him, and they know that they're going. He's going to answer every prayer, that He's going to take care of them. He's going to read those petitions, even though He already knows. He's going to look at that petition and send an angel right away to answer that, to answer that problem, whatever you have. So even though He already knows, He is waiting for us because He is our Father. And like I was saying about my dad, when I went to my dad, because of the relationship that my dad, me and my dad had and who he was in my life, I know I was going to just about get anything that I wanted from my father. So our Heavenly Father, when He listens to us, He is just waiting with outstretched hands. He's waiting with listening ears to move on our behalf and to take care of His people. So that's why I believe we, even though He already knows, He just wants us to come to Him in faith and know. That lets Him know that they have faith in me, they believe in me, and they believe that I'm going to take care of them. They are my people, and I'm their God. That's why I believe that is so. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. We're going to go to Evangelist Robertson. And we're going to ask her, what can you do to make sure that your prayers are just more than just a request for Him to supply your need? I'm going to say that one for you. I'm going to ask Evangelist Robinson, what can you do to make sure your prayers are more than just requested for Him to supply what you need? Evangelist Roberts.
What can you do to make sure that your prayer is
more,
the end of it again?
More than just a request for Him to supply what you need.
What you can do to make sure that your prayer is heard through God and that it's there to not just to supply your needs, is that you can walk upright before God because He is your God, and you should live a righteous life when it comes to God. You know that God is going to answer your prayer because His word says that He's going to answer your prayer. So if you believe His word, then you know that He's going to answer your prayer and that He's going to meet your need. But there are requirements from us that God expects so that to meet these needs. We know He's going to do it, but there are requirements from us also when we want God to meet our needs. We should always pray, first of all, according to God's word. Second of all, ask God for what you want in Jesus' name. Keep your prayer within the will of God. And keep God's promises constantly on your mind. Seek God's faith. He said, how would you know that I would supply your need? We know the word said, but how would you really know it? He says, because I want you to know that if you never ask of me, then how will you know that I'll do it? I'm going to do it, but it's like if you've never been sick before, so that he can heal you, then how do you really know that he's a healer? God wants you to know him on a more personal level. You know, if he's never done anything for you, then how do you know personally that he can do it? He say, I hear you before you ask, and I'm waiting to meet every need you got because you're my child. He said, but I want you in relationship with me. I want you to believe me, trust in me. Know that my grace is sufficient enough for you and that I'm always there when you need me, whether you hear me answer you at that particular time or not. When you are walking upright before God, you can be sure that God hears your cry. He hears what you're asking for, or he hears what your petition is, and surely God will answer you. You can count on God when you can't count on nobody else. And then you got Jesus sitting on the right-hand side of the Father that's praying for you, that's making intercessions for you. You can't lose through prayer. And it gives you such a sweet relationship with the Father. And he wants us to come to him. He said, come. Come. I know what you're going to say, but yet come. Come to me. Ask me. Sometimes we have to run to the throne of God instead of to the telephone. Because it's at the throne of God, everything we need, every provision we need will be made. God will make it, and he will lay it on somebody's heart to make sure that it happens for you. And it's just so ironic, Dr. McCoy, that me being on the phone with you, 17 years ago, Dr. McCoy was one of my mentors in the ministry that I was in. And I was a babe in Christ at that time. I wasn't a preacher, and I wasn't going to preach, and I wasn't an intercessor, and I wasn't going to pray out loud. But being under her teachings, and this was 17 years ago, and God just brought this back to me. She taught us that was under her in this particular ministry, because the pastor had to put you in that ministry. You couldn't just join it, but you was under Dr. McCoy. She taught us how to pray. She taught us how to go to the King. She taught us how to pray effective prayers. And God just brought, and I thank God so much for you, Dr. McCoy, and I thank God that I yield to your instructions. And that was 17 years ago when you taught me the same things that we're trying to teach the listening audience today. When I tell you all, it works. It works. The only way prayer don't work is if you don't use it and you don't yield to those that teach you. But when she was teaching me as a babe, I was taking notes. Who would have ever thought years later I would be traveling, teaching the same thing and preaching it, or even being on the radio today with her? So I just had to put that in there and say how it's such an honor, Dr. McCoy, that being a babe and didn't want to open my mouth to God, you made me open my mouth when I didn't want to. And I thank God for that. And you taught me how to pray. So I pray that this listening audience today has received something from this. And know that God loves you. God loves you. And there's nothing that you can do to stop him from loving you. He gave you his best when he gave you Jesus. Shouldn't we give God our best by giving ourselves back to him? Amen.
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 We would like to thank Evangelist Kathy Robinson, Miss Helen Watson, and for you, our radio broadcast audience, for again sharing with us again on today. We want you to join us on next Saturday at this very same time as you again receive of God, of this word, to learn how to walk falsely and boldly before him and before his people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you to God for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Lord, we thank you, God, for again, for allowing us, God, to come before your people. Lord, I see, God, those that are sick, I pray healing. I send the word of healing, God, to those in the north and the south and the east and the west. I send the word of healing, God, to those, Lord God, that are listening, God, to this broadcast. God, that faith, God, has gone to and been elevated. God, that believe in your word, that know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. God, I pray healing, God, that it will be manifested even right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you said, Lord God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. And Lord, those that do not know you, God, those that are backslided, I pray, God, that you would give them, Father God, for their sin and for their transgression. And Lord, that they'll come back, even as the prodigal son came back to the Father. Lord, allow them, and Lord God, to come back to you, God, that they too can sit in heavenly places. Lord, have your way, God, even now. God, that they can walk the walk. They can talk the talk. God, that they can live, Father God, not according to their righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Father, we just give you praise and glory for the salvation of them and for the healing of their bodies. In the name of Jesus. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Please tune in on next Saturday at the very same hour at the Breakthrough broadcast with Dr. Mary McCoy and the Breakthrough panel. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.